Okay, so we're going to talk about a very important sugya of whether we're supposed to be eating the afikayman before chatzais or after chatzais. We have to keep watching the clock. Chatzais is coming. Do we have to hurry up the suda? You know, chatzais is always on our mind. So what's the story with chatzais? So the Mishnah in Avrei Pesachim Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. So all the way at the end of the, I underlined it, the Mishnah says, HaPesach Acher Chatzais Metames Hayadayim. The Korban Pesach after Chatzos, or some of the Korban Pesach, which is what the afikayman was. So after Chatzos, it's metame your hands. If you touch the meat of the Korban Pesach, it's metame your hands after Chatzos. So why? What do you mean? Why is it metame your hands? It was kosher meat. What's the problem? So the Rishbam says like this. The Rishbam says the havalei nicer mechatzos feilach, because we know that you only have a certain amount of time to eat basar kodesh. And as soon as the zman is over for eating basar kodesh, the basar turns into nicer. And it's also to eat. So Pesach, the zman is until chatzos, eat the carbon Pesach. And after chatzos, it turns into nicer. So the Rabbanon gozru ala nicer, letamis hayadayim. So the Rishbam says, this is the last Rishbam on the Mishnah, I did not underline it. The last Rabbi of the Mishnah, he says that the Rabbanon made gzeira, that we want you to stay away from nicer because we don't want you to coming into the isra of eating nicer. So therefore, they said that nicer is any time you have basar kodesh, you bring a karban, so you only have a certain amount of time to eat the basar. Mm-hmm. As soon as that time lapses, so then you have then it's called nicer. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. It's an isra. So that's nicer. So for a karban Pesach, that's zman according to this Mishnah. The Rishbam is saying is from Chatzos and on. After Chatzos, you're now to eat the basar. The basar isn't the nicer. Therefore, the Rabbanim and Xeri, that it's also metame your hands because we want you to stay away from it. Now, this is the Karban Pesach. So now let's jump down to the Gemara, which starts HaPesach, after Chatzos, metame sedayim. So the Gemara says, Alma mechatzos, havali nicer. So the Gemara makes the obvious diuk that you see them from Chatzos and on, it's nicer. Man Tana. Who is this Tana that says that the Karban Pesach after Chatzos turns into nicer? Which means that after Chatzos is not this man anymore to eat the Pesach. Amar of Yosef for Belezer ben Azariah. So Yosef is from Belezer ben Azariah, the time, the other Baisa says, V'achul es ha-basar b'layla hazeh. So the Pasuk says, you should eat the basar, talking about the Korban Pesach, you should eat the basar b'layla hazeh, this night. Rabbi Belezer ben Azariah, Omer nemer kan b'layla hazeh. It says here, b'layla hazeh, v'nemer lahalon, v'avarti v'eretz Mitzrayim, b'layla hazeh. It also says, by Makas b'chayris, v'avarti v'eretz Mitzrayim, b'alayla hazeh. Now we know by Makas b'chayris, when did all the action happen? Only up until Chatzos. Ma'la halon ad Chatzos. Just like by Makas b'chayris, it only occurred up until Chatzos. Afkan ad Chatzos. So also the Karban Pesach, you can only eat until Chatzos. You learn how to gzeira shava b'alayla b'alayla. So that's what Elazar ben Azariah holds. All the way Rabbi Kiva. So comes Rabbi Kiva says, hold on a minute. V'alay nema, the pasuk says b'chi pazoyin. It says that you should eat the Karban Pesach, what? B'chi pazayin. Quickly. Ad shas chi pazayin. Until the time of chi pazayin. What does it mean, ad shas chi pazayin? So if you take a look at the top, which is Rashi, so the top Rashi on the page says, ad shas chi pazayin, shenivalu latzeis v'haynu ad abayker. So Rekiva says that you have until the morning to eat the Karban Pesach, the afikayin.
But how did chi pazayin that?
I would say that any time that you're running out, you feel like you're running out at night. You know, if it's during the day already, you already feel much more benachas, like it's daytime, you can leave. But if it's night, that's already you're running out. Like it's nighttime, you're running out. So until morning would still be considered chipazim, like not the time.
The way that the relative is like it's way too. There's no way that you're eating it chipazim. It's way too early in the night.
No, you don't. Meaning, you don't. You could eat it earlier than chatzos, right. But you can also eat it as long as it's nighttime. Uh-huh. That's still considered chipazim, the time of chipazim. So also the Rishbam, if you look at the second wide line, the Rishbam says shas chipazim also shenich bezulatzes v'hainu amad hashachar. So also you have until amad hashachar. Rashi just says until biker. Rashi's not getting involved whether the biker starts all this hashachar or nate. But usually when we say morning, just as a cloud, whenever we say morning, we usually talk about it's Alois HaShachar, which is good. But anyway, so I don't know, you can start trying to make a machloikis in Rashi and the Rishbam, but I'll go part of what you see from here is that you have a machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar Azariah, how long you have to eat the Karban Pesach? Rabbi Elazar Azariah says you have until Chatzos. After Chatzos, it's also not to eat it. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you can eat it the entire night. So who do we paskin like? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar Azariah, the $1 million question. Do we paskin that you can eat Karban Pesach until the you know Chatzos, or even in the entire night? And does it make a difference, by the way, does it make a difference if we're talking about Karban Pesach, or does it make a difference if we're talking about the matzah that we're eating now as a zecher for the Karban Pesach? So if you take a look later on in the Gemara...
Are you taking on the assumption that
there's
a difference between the two of them?
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. You take a look at the Gemara later on. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, is underlined all the way in the bottom. Amar Rava, Achol matzah bizman hazeh acher chatzos. If you eat matzah, which man is that we eat matzah, so we eat matzah after chatzos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lo yotzi dechevasen. Yes. But according to Blazim, you are not Yaitza. So you see that according to Blazim Isaiah, at least the way Rav is learning, there would be no difference between the Karban Pesach and the matzah that we're eating. By the way, Agav, it's all matzah, not just the matzah of the Karban Pesach, but all matzah should not be eaten after Chatzos, according to Blazim. And obviously, you know, the matzah by Afikam comes after the matzah of Laitzi Matzah, but in Kairach, whatever. But the bottom line is that according to Rav, he's saying that there's no difference between the Karban Pesach, which is Avikamen, and the matzah that we eat is Manazah, that you, according to Blazim Zayah, you cannot eat it after Chatzos. Okay, so now the bottom line is, now that we see that matzah that we eat, it has the same things as Avikamen, same halachas, according to Blazim Zayah, so who do we pass like? Do we pass like Blazim Zayah, or do we pass like Avikim? So, let's see Taisus. So Taisus comes, it's just the beginning of Taisus, Amar Rava. So Taisus says, Yesh Mefarshim, so some say, Dekach halacha, that the halacha, this is the halacha. We're talking about Rava. Rava said that in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah not eat it after Chatzos. So some say that that's the halacha. The hasasa masnis and kavase, because the Mishnah is a stam like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What the Mishnah, our Mishnah, in the top of the page said that you can eat Pesach and that you can eat the Pesach until Chatzos, but after Chatzos, it's metame your hands, which means because it's nicer. So you see that the Mishnah is sasam. So sometimes you have a machlokes in the Mishnah, but sometimes you have a stam Mishnah. So anytime you have a stam Mishnah, that's a good indication that if you find later that there's a machlokes, that the Mishnah is obviously passing like one of the sides. So you see over here that since the Mishnah was sasam kibbalaz mizayah, so some say that therefore the halacha is like kibbalaz mizayah, you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach or afikomen after chatzos. The ain's a raya, but Tosfos says that's not a raya, just the fact that our Mishnah is sasam kibbalaz mizayah. The have a parak based in Megillah. Because in the second parak of Megillah, Ashkechan, we find Stam Achrina, we find another Stam Mishnah. Delay Kavase, we see, we find another Stam Mishnah, which is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Tnan, Zeaklal, this is what it says in Megillah, Kol Davashe Mitzvasa Belaila, Kosher Kol Alaila. The Mishnah says any time that you have a mitzvah at night, so it's kosher to do that mitzvah the entire night. And then the Gemara says, La Asuyewa, what's that coming to include? Achilas Psachim. Udeloi Kirb Elazman Azariah. So you see, you have a Mishnah that's Mashma, like Rabbi Akiva, not like Kirb Elazman Azariah. Damra Achilas Psachim al Chatzos, it's not like Kirb Elazman Azariah, who holds that you only have until Chatzos to eat the Karban Pesach. So, okay, so you found me one Stam Mishnah that's like Kirb Elazman Azariah, but you also have another Stam Mishnah, which is not like Kirb Elazman Azariah. So who's to say which Stam Mishnah we should go like? So therefore, it's not clear. Who were passing like Blazim Raziah, like Rabbi Akiva? So Agav the Taisvis. So Taisvis, he goes through different things. He doesn't really come out in this Taisvis which way he seems to be going. But Taisvis in Megillah does seem to come out that he's going like Rabbi Blazim Raziah. And according to Blazim Raziah, according to Taisvis, he's fascinating that you cannot eat Afikayim and after Chatzos. It's Asr. It's just like Nicer. You're not going to be Yitzah.
Asr.
You're not going to be Yitzah. You're not going to be Yitzah. It's not Asr. You're not going to be Yitzah.
Not Asr. You can match the whole Pesach.
Right.
No?
Right. No, yeah. That's a mirror. Right. No, you're not going to be Yitzah without Afikayman, though. Okay. So that's how Taisa seems to go. Now, the next thing is the Ran. So the Ran has some other Stamishnayas that also go like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So you have, he found three. I'm not going to go through the whole Ran, but he found three Stamishnayas like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And you only have one Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. So does that make a difference? Like three against one? So Zakhtaran, the Zakhtaran on the top right, the Afagah. which is the next page. He's talking about the whole sugya. He says, even though we have a stamish like Rabbi Kiva, the palagula does not parag on kairos amagilu marfeya. Davish mitzvahs b'layla kasha kol alayla. V'arminu megamara delek b'lezim rezaya. This is all basically what Taisha said. Utflasa stami loy alimi mechad stama. Three stamish nais are not stronger than one stamish. Can I remember Mrs. Chalitza? Mali Chadastama, Mali Treistama, which is a nice yisoid to know that even if you have, as long as you have one Stam Mishnah like you, you can have Stam Mishnah not like this, it still wouldn't be a raya. So we don't know which one is the last Stama. The last Stama we always know, we go but the Besraisa. But we're not sure which one. Hilkach, what do? Aslinan Lachumar, Krablazman Azayah. So therefore, we go Lachumar like Krablazman Azayah. Lfika. This is how the round comes out. You should be zahir to make sure that you eat the matzah of afi kaiman before chatzais. And then he says like this, v'afilu b'kriyas halo. Even halo you're supposed to finish before chatzais. Hichmir b'tais is a grace of kaitim chatzais. V'yesh mekil. Now listen to this. Some are mekil, and they say, v'ayim, they say, d'stama d'sasim k'Rabbi Kiva alim tfei. The Stam Mishnah that says like Rabbi Kiva is stronger than the other Stam Mishnahis. Because over there it's saying it by a halacha psikta. V'ayid, another reason, he says, okay, so that's one reason. V'ayid, another reason, the kaimelon halacha Rebbe Kiva mechaveirei. We know that there's a big yisoid in Shas, and anytime you have Rebbe Machloikis, Rebbe Akiva, and any of his chaveirim, that halacha is like Rebbe Akiva. And here you see they have Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Kiva Machloikis, so we should pass on like Rebbe Kiva. So this is a strong reason why the Makilim say, no, you have the entire night. V'ayid amar Ravel, and then listen to this diak. Rava said that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Bizman Hazeh, when you're eating matzah, so you have to eat it before chatzais. Why is he only talking about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So you may say, oh, he's talking about Elazar because Allah is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's why he's talking about Elazar ben Azariah. But Zakhtar Ra, no, he says, Hadad the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Vlayam al Astama. He didn't say Stam, the Allah is, you know, in matzah after chatzais. He's saying, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can't eat it, but if Hadad the Allah is, that you're allowed to eat it. So that's how the Ron's learning, but that's not the Ron's learning. That's how the Ron's bringing the Siyesh Makilim, and at the end of the day, he says, Ve'ein Roy Lahakal Bakach. But it's not Roy to be Makel, but on these Yesh Makilim. So according to the Ron's coming out that Avada, you should be Zahir, try your hardest to make sure that you finish before Katzoyt. And this, we take a look at Tafai and Zayn.
So it doesn't say you're not Yotzeval.
But yeah, it doesn't say you're not, well, right. That's not, you're not, because there is a Shita that holds that you can say, there is Reb Kiva. So no one's going to be able to say that you're not Yotze because there is Rabbi Kiva. You're going to be Yotze at least like Rabbi Kiva.
You're not Yotze.
But you're not Yotze like Rabbi Kiva. All right, thank you for sure. Now, yeah.
So I just want to focus on one thing on the top here because he brought down the first Gemara in the Gemara. Says Rabbi Kiva for So that's like the same Gemara in Brachos that talks about in the first. I think it's the first Mishnah, right? That where Rabbi Gamliel argues the Chum about Kishma where they can do the whole night. And Gamliel said really everything that's missed the whole night. The only reason we're Mako is because the only reason we're makbel until chatzais is because we wouldn't want you to lahachik kasev menaveir. So that's the part of this thing, right? So really, in other words, according to this thing that he's bringing, really, even Elizabeth and I would agree that you have the whole night, except that today lahachik.
But that's true.
But he's saying that he got tummy.
But there by Kriyishma. So I think by Kriyishma, I think
no, because it says all of the times.
And but those are the times that I think that mid a raisa it's most of the whole night. But it could be that according to Elizabeth and I, mid a raisa you only have to chatzais.
That's what I'm saying. That's why this is not a good riot.
Which
this just says Dovashim is supposed to be like Peshach Halal. It's supposed to be generic, an whole thing, right?
So you're saying that only, so even the Rabbanan, you're saying?
So I'm saying even this is, well, even this is
saying,
because if the Buddha, the Hachach over here, it's
but how are you talking about the Rices? You're saying that maybe you see the David that's kosher kol laila mid'oraisa, but still you there's any do before chatzais because of that gemara and brachas, right? But something that mid'oraisa is only until So how do we pass in Tafayin Zayin? So we pass in the Sif Aleph Mechaber La'achig Makol Asuda. He's going through the whole Seder, right? So he says La'achig Makol Asuda. After you finish Shulchan Aruch, Aichli Mimatzah Shmur Tachas Amapa. You eat from the matzah shmur, which is underneath, right, which is hidden. The kazayis kolach, everybody should eat a kazayis. Zeichel Pesach Hanechal Aseva. Zeichel for the Pesach. V'yeichelenu v'haseva v'lo yivarchelov. You should eat it with haseva. V'yehezahir. This is Mechaber's words. V'yehezahir la'achol kaidem chatzais. You should eat it before chatzais. You should be careful to eat. Tafayin zayin tzivalev. You should be careful to eat the afikayim before chatzais. And then the Ramah throws in The yaktim asma shagama halal yikra kani chatzais. Even halal, you should read before chatzais. You say before chatzais. And then, so you see that the mechaber is coming out that avad you should do before chatzais. The beralacha here, I'm not going to go through it, but the beralacha here brings the whole machlokes over here, and he brings kama rishayim the paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He brings a lot of rishayim the paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, what should you do? He seems to come out at the end that Avada you should be Zahir. Because he says, even according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds the Midaraisa, this is what you're saying, Baruch, by the way, also. He says, oh, that even Rabbi Kiva, who holds the Midaraisa, you have the whole night. Avada still, you have that Din Drabana that you should do before Chatzais, so that, you know, so you'd be Lahak and Avera. So even he's saying, even according to Rabbi Kiva, says Avada, even according to Rabbi Kiva, it's preferred to do it before Chatzais. So why would you ever, you know, push it off, you know, to do it after Chatzos. Avada, you should do, you should be Zahir to do it before Chatzos. That's the halach. Now, the Avnei Nezer, this which is the next thing. The Avnei Nezer has, this is this Gishmak Mahalach over here. So, this is the famous Avnei Nezer. Anybody wants to, you start talking to somebody who knows something about, you know, the Afikayim and Sugya. So then, this is the famous Avnei Nezer. So it's actually a pretty short Avnei Nezer. So it's Simon Shin Pei Aleph. Shin Pei Aleph. And the Shiloh that he has is that we make a bracha, what do we make? Al Achilas Matzah. So he says, how can we make a bracha Al Achilas Matzah? Why don't we say Le Echol Matzah? Right? The same way we say Le Haniach Tfilin. Same way we say, you know, Le Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Why are we saying Al Achilas Matzah? He said, you should say Le. That's really the Shiloh that he's.
With the Korban Pesach, when we made the bracha with the actual Korban, do we also say Al Korban Pesach or do we say Korban Pesach?
You know, I'm not even sure. I don't know, but it would seem that you would say Al also, from what he's saying. Anyway, so he says like this. He says that because really the kash is according to Blazman and Azariah, you're supposed to have what's the Gzeir Shava? That the same way that Makas B'Chayim happened until Chatzais. So too, he has a Gzeir Shavah, Belay Lazeh, that you should also have the Afikayman before Chatzais. That's what Lazim Azariah's Lima, right? So the Kasha, yeah, says, wait a minute. Makas B'Chayim happened when? Ba'chatzais HaLayla. But it happened. It happened Ba'chatzais. So really, if you're learning out that real Gzeir Shavah, so then you have to have the Afikayman that second. You should have an entire Gzeis in your mouth and swallow it that second. That's really according to Mazari what it should be. Mm-hmm. My it's impossible. You know, we are not going to be able to do that. So therefore, what do we do? So what we do is we make sure that we finish it before and have the tam in our mouth until chatzais. So that's how we're able to be yaitza this gzeir shava, because really you cannot even the chatzais. So therefore, the best we can do is have the tam at least of the afikayman in our mouth when chatzais hits. So since you're not really getting that exact mitzvah, then you don't say le'echol afikayman or le'echol matzah. You say alachilas matzah because we're not really getting the epitome of the best you know the way to be mekayim this mitzvah. So therefore he says so what do I see from here? He says that the whole reason I'm not going to read it inside, but the whole reason that we're having the tam in our matzah ein maftir nachar pesach afikayman is that we should have the tam of the matzah till chatzais. So what about after chatzais? What about after chatzais? Now that the zman of the mitzvah is over, so now after chatzais is over, there's no way you need to have the tam matzah in your mouth anymore. So he's saying according to Rabbi Azariah, it has to be that this inyan to have the tam matzah in your mouth is only until the zman of the mitzvah is over. So therefore, what? So therefore, he says like this. I have a great.
If we pass you that you do it after Chatzos, you can do whatever you want after.
Well, so if you pass you after Chatzos, then you can do it. Though I'm saying, you know, I'll be coming at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right. But this whole thing of time doesn't apply.
But the whole thing of time would apply, but would apply the entire amount of the mitzvah. Enough. As soon as you finish Afikayman, so then you have to have it time in your mouth the entire time.
Not true. Because the whole point of the time was only to get you to Chatzos. But we'll pass that anyway.
That's it. No,
do whatever you want.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But the way that he comes out, the way that seems that he comes out, the way that people learn Avnei Nezer, is that whenever the zman of the mitzvah is, that's how long you have to have. That's how long you have to have the time of the afikayim in your mouth. As long as the zman of the mitzvah is. So according to Blazman Zayah, the zman of the mitzvah is over chatzos. So after chatzos, you're free. But according to Rabbi Kiva, so you're asking good. But I'm saying, but this is the pashas, right. The way that they ask is that, and the way that he learns, the way that he's mashma, is that as long as the zman of the mitzvah, that's when you have to have the time of avin tamim. So therefore, he says a gishmaka thing like this. He says, now what happens if you're running late? So if you're running late, and you know that you're not gonna. So what he says like this, it's very simple. So eat. Well, he says you should do it al tanai.
The tanai is not going to help you because.
He says, do it al tanai like this. You're eating. You get up to maitzi matzi of a half hour, and you know that shulchan aruch by the time everything's going to be done. So what you do is you eat the maitzi matzah. You eat matzah. Then you have maror. Then you have kayach. Then right away you have afikayim. And now you just got up to chatzais. So you have 5 minutes to chatzais. So quickly eat the afikayim and have a tanai like this. And if the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so now I'm eating the afikayim. Then
before
Shulchan Aruch, eat the afikayim, and then wait till after chatzais to start your Shulchan Aruch.
We don't do that.
I'm telling you what the Avinazim.
That's good, right? This is his cheshbon.
So he says you have this tanai in your mind. So if this is I'm eating the afikayim now, then wait till chatzais. After chatzais, have your shulchan aruch, and then have your afikayim afterwards, and then have an afikayim again afterwards. And that way you get Rabbi Kiva.
Good luck eating all that.
Two of them.
100%.
Eating two afikayim.
If your stomach can handle this, by the way, you have to understand.
I just wonder when you're making the bracha.
The first time.
For what? Achilles matzah?
No.
Achilles matzah is maitzi matzah. Then you have mar, then kairat.
You're going to make them both. It's not a bracha of the talis.
No, you're not making a bracha of avikayim.
You don't make a bracha anyway. You did for the whole shokanar.
You started shokanar before
chatzos.
No, I wasn't thinking. No. So according to this, it's like this. You have matzah, you have mar, you have kairat, then you quickly eat avikayim. If you don't have so much time, eat avikayim. And have in mind where he says al tanai, you should al tanai that if Allah is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then I'm eating the afikayim now. Then, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're not to eat anything until chatzais passes, according to the way that Avinazim is learning. As soon as chatzais passes, then
reset.
Eat shulchan aruch because you're not stuck with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah anymore because the zman of the mitzvah is over. And then have a shulchan aruch, and then after that have another afikayim like Rabbi Kiva. You just say what. Look what he says by hay. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but by hay, he says like this. Valkei near. This is his. Valkei near ladina. Leman damer ina pesach nechal el al chatzais. According to Blazim Nazaria, you can only eat the pesach until chatzais. V'hu adin matzah. Same thing would be by matzah. Dol achah chatzais mutter lachol. After chatzais to be mutter. Ubalav hachi near a kain. And even without it, we like that. Devadai. This is devadai ein chiyev sheyusher tam pesach umatzah befiv rak bizman hamitzvah. V'alkei nira, the mitchilas ha-suda oi be'emtza. In the beginning of the suda or in the middle, raya he sees shukar l'chatzais. So what should he do? Yoichu k'zayis matzah al tenai im halacha k'rebez ha-mazariah yil l'shem afikayimin. Then what should he do? V'yamtim ad achu chatzais v'yoichu suda asoi v'achu kach yoichu shenis afikayimin. V'yoichu m'marashach im halacha k'rebez ha-mazariah. If the halacha is right, ad chatzais yoichu b'afikayimin rishin. V'achar chatzos mutar lachol dvar machayim. V'im alocha k'Rabbi Kiva da'at yalav m'shachar yosef avikayim v'cheni. So that's Avi Nezer's thing.
Isn't there another
coast?
Two coasts?
There's a coast.
Isn't there a halakha that you're not really supposed to eat anything after the afikom? Right. We're just saying it's
the chatzos. So the Avi Nezer's chiddush is that this whole thing of not eating anything after the is only until the zman of the mitzvah is up. As soon as the zman of the mitzvah is up, then you're free to go. You can eat whatever you want, and that's because of his chiddush that you can never be yoytza the exact second of chatzos. Therefore, that's why you need tamatzah because you need it for that second. By the way, I think the Moshe, which is we're getting to a Moshe, asked that question.
Yeah,
I have a discussion on the name. Anyway, fine. But anyway, so the next thing is we got to get through this. So the next thing is that Mekrai Kodesh. The Mekrai Kodesh brings a Maisa from Reb Chaim. So Mekrai Kodesh brings a Maisa from Reb Chaim. Mekrai Kodesh is a Tzvi Pesach friend. This is from the Mekrai Kodesh. And he brings a Maisa here from Reb Chaim. That the Reb Chaim Brisk, you see them on the top here. Gisi. Haravagoyner of Ayel Levin. So his... Ayel Levin said to him that he said this Maisa. Reb Chaim Brisk. Like Ratz Alech Lafi Kaimen Achak Chatzais. He didn't want to eat the Kaimen Achak Chatzais. Lashitas the Kaimel Kerbel Ezban Zayin. Right? Chaim wanted to be Yoytzal Al Shitas. In the Nechal al Chatzais. V'mlai hispik l'haspel asud of ligma kaim chatzais. What would he do if he would not be able to finish? Ha'yimahad l'chal afikaim kaim chatzais. He would eat the afikaim before chatzais. V'asasuda haya aichal achar chatzais. D'lo rav lezer mizayi, ena pesach nechal achar chatzais. Lo'y ne'esu l'chal asasuda achar afikaim. Mekivin change the oiz man shalach this afikaim?
It's not an opinion with the Bekiva Shita.
So he says, "Amarti the Mestam Haikach Shahu Hayoichel Afikayim Kaim Chatzais B'Tanai Mefurish." That he said in the Tanai Mefurish, "Del Rabbi Lezer Ben Azaria Hayoichel B'Taris Afikayim." That only according to Lezer Ben Azaria, I'm eating like an Afikayim. V'im Halacha Kerabonan, which probably means Rabbi Kiva, Lo Yezeb B'Taris Afikayim. It should not be B'Taris Afikayim. V'Shuv Achri Achila Shalachah Chatzais Yechel Afikayim. And Matzasi came to Avni Nezer. So then the Mekorah says, "This is Mamish to Avni Nezer."
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. Okay, we don't have to go through the Gemara. That's what he says. He says that's the Avni Nezer. So you see, he's just saying that you see the Reb Chaim, Mamish did this Avni Nezer. So Reb Chaim's, he can be Simon Chaim.
Where was he? What was there? 1800?
Who?
I'm
not sure. Okay, so now comes Ramesha, and take a look at the last page. This is Ramesha, and he's going to talk about this Avni Nezer. So in the beginning he brings the Avni Nezer, right? I just want to see if I have to see this because we're running out of time. Okay. Anyway, he brings down the Eitz Avni Nezer. Just I wanted to point out something is that you saw, by the way, just something which struck me as very interesting. Is that the Avni Nezer said that you eat it al Tanai. Okay? Right. He doesn't really say what that means. You have to think about it, you have to, say it. And the Kray Kodesh says that you say it. Mefurish. He says, B'Tanai Mefurish. The Kray Kodesh. If you look at the way Ramosha says it, Ramosha doesn't say a word about Tanai. He says, B'Dvar Chidusha Shavni Nezer, Simichim Payal, to the Belezim Rosaya, Zishmanachil Pesach, Umatsi Rakal Chatzais. Laka Israel Achilim Medina in Matir Nachah Pesach and Matzav Kaim. So there's no problem. El Rak Al Chatzais. It's only a problem until Chatzais. The Rak of Akiva is there's Man Achilas Pesach who's Achi Al Mashacha. According to Akiva, there's a problem. Ika Israel Achilah Kol Olam. Then there's an Israel Achilah the entire night. Vehumishon Shapasha Lo Yitz Pasha to Avni Nezer. The Ein Lachayev She Yishar Tam Pesach and Matzav Befiv Elvis Man Mitzvah. That's because it's Pasha to Avni Nezer. This you say that you cannot have the Zman of the. It's only until the Zman of the Mitzvah that you cannot. That you cannot have anything after that because shalchein l'rozim azayi shazman a mitzvah hu al chatzais l'nesar al chatzais l'bekivish azman kol alayla l'nesar kol alayla shalchein nir aloi dimnes acher ba'amir ha'gada. Look what he says here. So therefore it appears to him that if it's getting late at karv al chatzais shal yispiku lachol ela matzah marakayach, he only got to eat that the matzah marakayach sheyoichel afikayman, that he should just eat the afikayman the shamelch k'vazim azayi kishit atayisvus like she says Megillah. The Yamtim Zman Mu'ar al-Chatzai, then wait till Chatzai. Sha'az also lechel shidus Rabbi Lazmir Zayi. That's the Zman that's Aser. The Yoichel Sidasai, V'akha, Chilichel Shein Asafi Kaim. He didn't say a word about Tanai. He just said, that's what you should do. Just eat it. Then, like, the Lazmir Zayi, you be Yaitza. And then after, then. So it's just, I just found it interesting. Like, what's, do you need it tonight? Do you not need it tonight? Like, what's the get out of him? So it just seems like people are saying, I mean, Kodesh said that you have to say it.
It's like it's with the Tanai. I assume that's what he's saying. In the first eating, you have in mind that it's
right, but I'm saying he doesn't read it out. So it could be he just wants to get through it quickly, so he doesn't say it. But
yeah,
I don't know. Okay, anyway, fine. So then later on, then he goes hinei tamua. So we're going to skip this, the next two things, and then there's a little aval ha'ikar. So he asks a kash like this: aval ha'ikar masha kosev. This is what the Avni Nezer says: the Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria leka isra achila ela al chatzais. That there's no isra achila to chatzais. Va'achakach. Rashoyin lachol v'afilu matzis. Then afterwards, you're allowed to eat even matzis. Shehu deloik ha-makubah b'chol ha-makaymis. Which is not like what was makubah in all makaymis. All places. Sha'achar afi kaimen asr lechol kol alayla. The entire night. Du kenamashim milo shayna. She got metzlei hu chiddush l'maisa. Which is even, according to the Avi Nezer, which seemed to, if you look at his lashon, which seemed to be a chiddush l'maisa for him. Well, at least like this. Tahari mitchila, amar zeh, rak l'chidushay, shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hava be'etzem, ikir ha-mitzvah, berega d'chatzais mamish. Because what did he come, why did he say this whole chiddush, that this man is only the time of the mitzvah? That's because he had a kasha that you have to eat it at chatzos mamish, and then can he also gzeir shavim? I said makas b'chayish b'raga chatzos, like what he learned out with that gzeir shavim. V'rak mikivan she efshul inyan amatzias lachol matzis mamish mechad b'chatzos mamish. Just since it's impossible to eat at the that second of chatzos, shein by hemshach zman kol. There's no hemshach zman of chatzos. Al kain hapirish. He explained shebechatzos yekfar nachal pasach. Therefore, he explained that it has to be that when Chatzos rolls around, you have already eaten the Karban Pesach, or the Matzah, v'chein b'matzah, the Alvin Pesach, v'zeh hatam sh'asa lechol ha-pesach matzah v'kaymen. And that's the reason that the Avi Nezer had to say that it's usher to eat after the v'kaymen. So what's his whole thing? His whole thing, k'day, I just finished, k'day sh'b'chatzos hu zman ikar mitzvah, yilechol ha-pachis tam ha-pesach ha-matzah b'fiv shu'ray sh'meh mitzvah. That at least that when a chatzos rolls around, at least you'll have the tam matzah in your mouth. Right, that was his whole kiddush.
So he's saying, where can you eat after chatzos?
So he's saying this whole what?
Where are you getting this thing where you can eat after the afikoman or after chatzos?
Right. So according to Avi Nezer, this whole thing that you're not going to eat after is only because he had a kasha in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that how am I going to eat at chatzos? So it must be that I have to eat before chatzos. Well, if I eat before chatzos and then I eat something after chatzos, then how am I going to be yotzei afikoman? So therefore, he says, no, you eat before chatzos, make sure the tam stays in your mouth, and then when chatzos, which is a huge kiddush, he says.
Chatzos what?
You should eat the matzah before chatzos. Yeah. Have the tam of the matzah in your mouth when chatzos rolls around, and that way at least you're yaitza that you have the tam of the matzah in your mouth, because you cannot be yaitza eating matzah at this exact time of chatzos. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Listen, but then he says, "Ach shahaysef achakach debelav hachinami nerakein." The problem is that the Avi Nezer, like which I read for you, says that afterwards he says, "Oh, even b'lav halchi it would be nerakein." Devada in chiyuv sheyishar tam pesach matzah rak b'zman mitzvah. Harry Mashma says, "I don't understand you. Is it pashut or is it this tremendous kiddush that you're making?" First, he says it's a tremendous kiddush because how is it possible to be chatzos? He has to come up with this whole cheshbon, and then he says, "Oh, even b'lav halchi it's nerakein that it would only be this man of the mitzvah." So, is it pashut or is it not pashut? Like where? Harry Mashma Shirak Basha Chinis Khadish Laya Parits Amashma Bakamokla Al Akilas. That was the time that he was Mechadish this thing. And it's not so Pasha. So then he says, look on the next column, which is the third line. Viniskadish Loy Kishahemik Yoisa Shigambalov Hakienas Khatzais. Shaloi Kidanahuk Hu Atmai. Not like he himself was naig, va'avaisav, and his right avaisav, v'chol ha'dayir sakaymin le'iser kol ha'layla. And he, so Avi Nezer is coming and uprooting the whole thing that the dayirs before of him did, that they would not eat until the entire night. Shazet tamua lismeich al svara ba'alma neged kol ha'dayirs. It's a tamua to be simech on the Avi Nezer svara Kineged the entire dairus before him that made sure not to eat after the afikoman the entire night, not just Chatzos. Afilo, listen to this. Afilo hoyse svara brura, even if it would be a shtark svara. Ubefrat he svara kalusha ma'ay.
Wow.
Befrat that the Avi Nezer svara is a very weak svara according to Rabbi Eisen. Bechiloi shayich lomer shal akar shalayla zu his mana mitzvah he chashuva shiva tama mitzvah. Now, since the night is the zman of the mitzvah, so is it so shver that you have to have the tam of the mitzvah in your mouth the entire night? Why is it so shver? Why does it have to be that no, only the zman of the mitzvah it has to be? What do you mean? The entire night is the zman of the mitzvah, so therefore the tam should be in my mouth the entire.
Is that why it's a week's far? I mean, he's explaining why it's a week's far. Because of the tam mitzvah. Not because of the kachatzos issue. Right?
Yeah.
This seems to be his reason.
It doesn't seem like he's taking on that whole. Yeah, you're right. He's not. Doesn't seem to be taking on that whole. That whole cheshbon that according to Bozman Azariah it has to be exactly chatzos, and therefore I don't know. But he's commonly taking on that. Why is it so schwer to say that you have to have the tam in your matzah the entire night, even if it's not the zman of the mitzvah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That just seems to be. The lechem pashut ubarer. Sha'af la'tayisus ha'poskim kolos menazayi. Even the tayisus who pass like menazayi also lachol acharav becoming kololayla. So it's pashut that even if you go like the menazayi, it's aser to eat after the afikayman, not just till chatzais, the entire night. Kemini kol hadayir shalafaneinu. Begam terutzo yalshem avarchim b'loshem alachila asmatza tamuktsas. Even his teretz and what he says that you say alachila instead of lachol because of this whole far country of Azariah. Oh, this is your var. Because it's Tamuk says. It's Tamuk. The whole Torah is Elohim is in Messiah. That's only an answer according to Blaz Messiah. The Lord of Akiva, Shalom Akiva, Mitzach, Hila, Mamas, Kol, Laila. And even according to Akiva, say Va'al. So then he says at the end, the last line, Mitzarach Ian, Kol, Divre, Hagoin, Baal, Abne, Nezer, B'chuvuzu. So it's a Tzarach Ian on everything that the Abne Nezer is saying in this. In the Shiva. So Ramosha is not, going with this.
He's not buying
this. He's not buying this.
He said what? You should
be Zara to try to do it before Chatzos.
Yeah.
He's saying this whole tonight business is fair.
He doesn't like that.
Why does he first come out and say, you
don't need to
say it tonight?
No, he doesn't, I mean, that was just like an Aga point that I brought out. He doesn't say whether you need to say it tonight. And I was just wondering why he's like, why it seems. I'm just noticing different ways that people bring that.
Why don't you just right off the bat and say this is ridiculous or whatever? Why say, well, you
know,
you're just. Yeah, I'm saying, you know, he was not just basing on the story. Part of his issue also is that the minute that we did for the rest.
The minute we did for the rest. And also, I mean, he does go through. He does go through also the parts that I missed.
That's what he said.
I skipped. He does go through. A big cheshbon, which is just very complicated. His whole cheshbon about why you know he has problems with Avnezer also.
Bottom line, Avnezer is a new thing. Before Avnezer, no one did this thing.
That's what Moshe is saying. He's saying the whole Minigah Dairis, and he says even the Minigah Avnezer himself until he came up with this Kiddush.
It
must have been
that
they.
I don't know.
1800s,
no?
So Tachas, what do we do? But, no, so Tachas, what do we do is that according to the Machaber, according to the Beralacha, according to Moshe, Avada, you should be careful to try to get the Afikamen before Chatzos.
But,
you have 3 hours.
So if you don't, no, so if you don't, if you miss it, if you miss it, then Avada, you should be eating the Afikamen after Chatzos.
You should not.
You should, of course you should.
But can you eat after you eat the Afikamen?
No.
No.
Once you have the Afikamen, you're done.
Oh, you're done.
Except for the wine and water and whatever. Liquids are okay? Yeah, or only the wine and water?
Wine is fine. Water's fine.
You can't drink like
even
soda.
Even light up would be fine.
But like you can't drink like soda or whatever.
Soda you probably shouldn't drink, but you can drink water. You can drink water, you can drink. I don't know about that.
I was going to do it in Hebrew.
Mostly water, things like that. Anyway, yeah, so that's the bottom line. It seems that it comes out that, you know, we should absolutely be careful to try to get it before Chatzos. And if you don't get it before Chatzos, then, you know, you should eat it after Chatzos because there is a sheep in the whole
thing.